Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
What's up, professionally silly listeners? Welcome to my voice recorded on the Anchor app. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where you can experience the silly, random, creepy, and of course, the weird. In short, you know, we experience the world on a comical level. Brought to you by the internet and a comedian who knows how to read. Last week, we talked about secrets and confessions with a fellow podcaster, Voice of Reason. I do apologize for the background. I am currently recording at the LACC, which is a community college here in Los Angeles. I got some things going on, but the best part about recording your app here on Anchor, you can record anywhere. So that's exactly what your girl is doing. So anyways, lots of crazy secrets out there, thank goodness, for the internet being around to spill the tea of the entire world. I want to go ahead and shout out Voice of Reason and thank her for joining me here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. And if you haven't heard that episode yet, no worries. It's not too late, and you can take a listen right after this episode. So, yay! the link is below in the episode notes. So, now let me tell you something. If you're new to this podcast, you are going to enjoy yourself. We get silly up in here. So, speaking of shout out, I have a podcast that I fucking love and I want to share with you guys. And as you guys know, if you follow me on social media, like my YouTube channel or listen to my podcast here, I am a true crime enthusiast. I'm a true crime addict. And I love listening to true crime podcasts. I love watching the Investigation Discovery Channel. I'm all about it. And I've recently found a podcast that I cannot get enough of. And I'm so glad that I found it when I did, because now I am able to binge listen, because I didn't find them right when they started. So I have like dozens of podcast episodes to catch up with. But it's funny, it's creative, it's real. It's the I Said Goddamn podcast. Yep, that's exactly what it's called. Check out their promo. It is awesome.
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGDPodcast or visit our website, ISGDPodcast.com.
So So if you are a true crime enthusiast and you like to have some fun, and let's be honest, a lot of us true crime enthusiasts, it's awkward to discuss things like serial killers and things like that. And, you know, a lot of people don't find that specific topic intriguing. It's not like we want to become murderers or anything. Just want to understand what happened, how it happened, why it happened, you know, maybe even the psychological complex behind everything, you know, the true stories behind all these true crimes. Anywho, I Said Goddamn is the podcast that pretty much has a lot of fun with it. A lot of jokes, a lot of just a lot of fun, you know, so definitely check them out. So this week we are gonna talk about drugs, we're gonna talk about vegans, robots, and more. So that's, yeah, a little something there for everyone. And did I mention we get random up in here? I did tell you that, right? Okay, but before we get started, I have a favor to ask. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, pretty please rate and review this podcast, Professionally Silly. This actually helps get my podcast out there and heard by new listeners, so it would be very helpful. It doesn't cost you a thing, so support your girl and share the Professionally Silly podcast with a friend, because, you know, rating and reviewing my podcast, you know, and sharing it with a friend, getting more listeners, it really inspires me to keep going. So yeah, do that. If you enjoy the Professionally Silly podcast, if you're digging me, call in or text my Google Voice number and let me know, 805-664-1828, or you can tweet me on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. Everything is spelled correctly except True is without the E. So, you know, tweet me or give me a call or text about this or any podcast episode that we've done here. So yeah. Plus, let's be honest, you'll get to hear your tweets and your calls and your texts and things like that on the air. So that's awesome. Now, listeners, I've got some awesome information to share with you. Why am I talking like that? For those of you who would like to start your own podcast, and for free, you can do it. You can do exactly what I'm doing right now. And then after that, we're going to get to this very random, awesome episode. Come join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. A lot of people out there, they think they have nothing to say, or they wonder, who's going to listen to me? Who am I? Well, I'll tell you what, you'd be surprised at the amount of people who view the world the same as you do, or maybe they want to learn. Not to mention the topics that you can discuss are endless, and it's fun AF. Like, let's have some fun. Give yourself a chance, because your voice is just as important as anyone else's, you know? So let's go ahead and get into our first story. We're going to talk about a vegan who sued Burger King. Okay, let me just start this off by saying I do not have a problem with vegans. I know you guys are like, oh God, what is she about to say if she actually has to start off the story with that? Okay. I'm going to watch what I say as best I can. You know, when did becoming a vegan, like, when did that become a religion? Like, that's what it feels like to me. I'm constantly bashed and shamed because I enjoy ripping the flesh from a chicken leg. I don't understand. The first story is for all those asshole vegans who like to shame people for not eating the way they believe others should. Fuck you and stay out of my mouth. The rest of you that are vegan and don't force your beliefs on others, continue to be awesome. But I feel like it's bad enough we are shamed for who we love, or even just who we fuck, you know, and many other things in life. I mean, people all up in our business because of our religious beliefs, or their lack of, perhaps, you know. Hell, I get shit for being a woman and being black, and I definitely get shit for being a lesbian. But Now a bitch can't have a meal without a scarlet letter branded on my fucking forehead. Well, guess what? I'm a human being. You know what that means? I'm a fucking animal. And I eat meat like a lot of fucking other animals. Okay? And notice I said a lot of other animals. I understand that every animal eats meat. I get it. Okay? But those animals who do not eat meat are like, hey, tiger, lion. Imagine a fucking gazelle going up to it. Hey, tiger and lion, listen. I think you guys should think about going into plant-based meals. Don't you think that's a good idea? That's not going to work out too well, okay? So leave me alone. And once again, I am solely speaking to the vegans who try to shame others because they don't agree with their eating habits. If you don't like what I eat, then don't fucking eat with me. I feel the same way about sexuality. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like who I fuck, then don't worry about it because we're not fucking. If you don't agree with the gay, with the homosexuality thing, then, you know, don't be homosexual. That's just how I feel, you know. I don't judge anyone for who they fuck, what they believe, or what they wear, and I'm certainly not going to judge someone because of the shit that they digest. Okay, I have to get that off my chest, okay? I'm fed up with people tooting up their little noses at me because of what's on my plate. Anywho, I went into that unnecessary rant because I came across this article recently sharing that, that there was a vegan who was suing Burger King, and the story alone doesn't really bother me, honestly. I mean, this is America, you know, the land of lawsuits. People sue for all kinds of shit every day, you know. I just felt like getting that off my chest because, I swear to God, if a vegan knocks on my door, have you ever considered trying to be plant-based? Man, wait right here as I smoke a plate of ribs in your face. That's how I feel. Okay, anywho, we got a guy who was suing Burger King. Once again, I apologize for the background. I'm in Los Angeles outside. There is just sirens and murders happening around me. Okay, so Burger King, we have a guy who's doing Burger King because of their Impossible Burger was cooked on the same grill as the Delicious Burgers with meat. Okay, I added that delicious part because, you know, yum yum. you know, he said that he saw someone cooking his Impossible Burger through the drive-thru on the same grill as they were cooking the other meats, the other burgers, you know. And so anyway, this is a class action suit that many vegans have joined. And I will say this, not only did I hear that on Burger King's website, they tell you exactly what's on the burger, including how it's prepared. And they even explain what that weird shit is that they use to replace the meat. Not to mention the burger has, you know, has fucking mayonnaise on it. So that shit isn't vegan. It even says if you want your Impossible Burger to be prepared a certain way, including not on the same grill, or if you don't want it to be grilled at all, you know, let them know ahead of time and they can, you know, they can prepare to order. You know what I mean? So they have another option, you know, to cook your goo burger. Why am I being such a bitch, one might ask? Because this lawsuit is frivolous and it's ridiculous. It's just dumb. It's just stupid. You know, this just reminds me of the person who sued McDonald's because their coffee was too hot. And this is before they started putting the caution, this coffee is hot signs on your cups. Let me drink this water. Hold on. Bitch over here dying. Anyways, I also would like to point out how many vegans said it tasted great after they tasted the Impossible Burger. They enjoyed it. That's because it was cooked next to more delicious counterpart meat with a dash of a whole lot of grease. Yum, 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 and fat. Mm-mm. I think they're just looking for money, to be honest with you, and let's be honest, there's a lot of vegans out there that make all vegans look like assholes. It's just like, let me explain what I mean. It's just like when you see how some people feel about police. There are a lot of great police officers out there, but the dirty racist cops make you not want to trust any of them. You know, it's kind of like that. You know what I mean? And there are a lot of people who try to force their religion down your throat. You know what I'm saying? Hell, someone even knock on your door while you're relaxing in your home to shove it down your throat. You know, it's the same thing for any group of people that shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So it just takes one bad apple to spoil the bunch. I mean, it really kind of does. And let me tell you something else. Okay. Damn it. Listen to me. All right. I'm eating a plate of ribs as I record this podcast. Okay, I'm not. But I really fucking wish I was, because I enjoy ribs. Ribs are delicious. I love me a fucking plate of ribs, yo. And let me tell you something else, okay? There is nothing wrong with sushi, okay? I'm tired of everybody giving me shit about that. And also, I just had to add that in there. And also, do not give me shit because I don't mind having pineapple on my pizza. I will not be judged for what I put in my mouth. And all of those pushy-ass motherfuckers out there who was worried about what's on my plate, I got one thing to say to you.
Mind your damn motherfucking business, bitch. Little stupid bitch. Little dumb teaching bitch. 2 plus 2 not knowing what the fuck it is, bitch. Cross-eyed crying down your back, fat foot-ass bitch. Long titted, no nipple having ass bitch.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. Don't make fun of my cow. How dare you? How dare you? All right, y'all. I'm sorry about that rant earlier. I just, you know, sometimes you just got to get shit off your chest. And that vegan story gave me a reason. So let's go ahead and have some fun. Okay, so let's all think about this here, okay? We all have thoughts to ourselves. Thoughts like, what would we do if we won the lottery? Or what would I say if I met my idol? You know? Twitter decided to ask another question many of us have always asked. # if I ever met Trump. Pretty much, what would you do? # if I ever met Trump, finish that, you know? And I have to tell you, I found some crazy tweets using this #. And I want to share a few of those with you. Because that's what I do. I don't know why I just sang that. Just go with me. At I am Dan Levy says, # if I ever met Trump, I would grab him by the pussy. Well, I gotta be honest with you, it really wouldn't take much considering he's a huge gaping one. But a boom boom. Tss. I'm sorry. For those of you who are Trump supporters, why? Okay, moving on. at joke skills, he says, if I ever met Trump, I would bring him a dictionary. That's a good-ass idea. Homeboy straight events words. Just invents them. Just see how, like I just did? Events. I made up a word, too. Well, I didn't. Events is a word. I just misspoke. Shut up. I can still talk shit. You know, but he could use some assistance in grammar as well. Come on, now. Y'all know y'all have read his tweets. Leave me alone, okay? At 5 for tweeting says, # if I ever met Trump, I would ask him, what did the 5 finger say to the face? Oh, shit. I remember that. Y'all remember, and it makes sense too, because there's a gif that includes Dave Chappelle slapping Charlie Murphy in the face. I think it was that Rick James skit. He's like, what did the 5 finger say to the face? Slap! Yeah, I missed it. I miss the Chappelle show so much, man. They need to bring that back. This is the season of reboots anyway. Bring back the Chappelle show. Excuse me, I'm dying, y'all. Sick. I think I'm starting to get sick. Chappelle show. And then my favorite part is, whoa. Good show. All right, That's All Our Problem says, if I ever met Trump, I'd thank him. Shut the fuck up, Jacob.
I had to include one of those in there because, you know, he does have some supporters. Why? I don't know. At @NY_Marine says, if I ever met Trump, all I would need is 10 minutes and a knee sock full of bars of Ivory soap. What the fuck? Why Ivory, though? Like, there are other bars out there. I don't know. Irish Spring has a nice little fresh scent. You know, beat his ass. It smells nice. I think it's nice. there are actually a lot of these. I'm sure if you guys search, using the hashtag if I ever met Trump on Twitter, or maybe even other social media sites, platforms, there's just a lot out there, man. And I thought it was silly, so I wanted to share some of it with you guys because, you know, I love the internet and I hate Trump. So any moment to talk shit about him is a good day. It's a good day. So if you guys want to venture with me into the future, and by the future, I guess I mean the current, so I can't say the future. I came across something on the internet that's kind of cool. And so once again, Shanghai is at it again, doing dope-ass things. A journalist, Anna Feefield, I think I said her name correctly, but probably didn't. She's Anna Feefield from the Washington Post, who's a journalist there, was staying at a hotel in Shanghai, and there she ordered some room service. So when she opened her door, a robot on wheels brought it to her. Bruh, we talking about like full on, like from the Jetsons, Rosie just showing up like, here's your coffee, like that's awesome. Even though everybody knows, you know, Rosie was probably black. Racist. But it kind of like if you crossed R2-D2 with like one of those fancy water coolers, it's kind of what it looked like. Anyway, Anna tweeted a video of the robot bringing her the coffee pods, and they're like the size of coffee creamers. Like, damn, they doing big things over there in Shanghai, y'all. Like, what the fuck is a coffee pod? Like, I didn't even know what that was until I seen this video. And someone asked her on someone tweeted to her and they asked her how the robot was able to knock on her door. And she said the robot actually called, or another robot called her hotel phone, her hotel room phone, to let her know that there was a robot at the door. So that's, you know, weird. Weird and cool at the same time. Weird and cool. Weird and cool. Now, apparently these robots are used in Beijing and South Korea as well. So that's fire. Okay. So at MB Spinks tweeted, I was staying in a hotel in South Korea last month. One of these robots pushed its way into the lift as I was trying to get out. And for those of you who don't know, a lift is an elevator. So he could be from like the UK. He goes on to say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do the rest of this sentence in the best British accent that I can. So please be ready to hear me destroy it. I found myself taking it. Now, British. I found myself talking to it. Nope. I can't do it. I'm sorry, guys. So I found myself talking to it and saying, let me out the lift first. They need etiquette training. See, that's not too bad, right? Yeah. It took me a while to get there and it still wasn't good. Shut up. It's hard to do it on the spot, man. Whatever. Shut up. Whatever. Don't judge me. Anyways, that was weird. that was weird. I do shit like that all the time. So, you know, whatever. But yeah, that is, it is kind of funny when you think about it. Like, you find yourself talking to a robot saying, excuse me, like, what? You know, move. In the video, the robot that brought her the coffee creamer just kind of like went like straight down the middle of the hallway, just like beam straight through like the middle of the hallway. So I can imagine coming across one of those things in person, just like, oh shit, please don't run me the fuck over, you know? But yeah, I do shit like, you know, bump into a chair and say, excuse me. So I can't imagine myself bumping into one of those talking fucking robots that hand out coffee pods and shit. Yeah. Yep. Listen, do me a favor, guys. Ignore that British accent attempt. It certainly was not my best. Ah, there we go. You know, I feel like it's been forever since we talked shit about Florida. It's been some time, and it just feels like that. You know, well, that's about to change. Well, I'm not talking shit. I am simply sharing some weird ass news that happened from Florida. It's not my fault that they are weird. We have Florida man, 41-year-old Martin Skelly, who was arrested for possession of narcotics, and you'll never guess where he hid it. His belly button. Yep. So that's the thing that happened. An employee at the McDonald's in Clearwater called police because of a suspicious person. So the cops showed up, you know, and they find Martin. And of course, they search him and they question him. And they find a hypodermic needle that had some good old meth inside of it. Nothing like meth and McDonald's. I feel like those two things just scream, I give up. Well, the combination of the two, anyways. I do enjoy myself some Mickey D's every now and then. So, you know, I don't be talking too much shit about them. They did invent the McRib. Yum, yum. Man, remember the Big Tasty or the Big and Tasty Burger? Man, that was my shit right there. They should bring that back. Reboot. So, anyways, sorry. Another rant. After they found the meth and the needle, the cops ask him if he has anything else that they should know about. Because, you know, if he takes anything illegal, you know, any contraband into the jail, that'll be additional charges. So, you know, just tell us now, bro. Like, if you got anything else on you, man, let us know. Save us a lot of paperwork. You know what I'm saying? He said, nah, nope, ready for jail. Nothing going on here. Nothing extra. So, of course, during the intake processing at the jail, they gave him a full body search. And they probably did that whole bend over and cough thing, you know? So they found a small plastic bag that had 2.7 grams of meth inside of it, and it was hidden inside his belly button. So that's a thing people do. I should mention that Martin is 5'8 at 380 pounds. So I'm guessing he had a reason to think he could get away with hiding this there. you know. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I feel like there are other places to put meth. Like, you know, leave it where you found it. You know, I'm not going to put meth anywhere near me. No, thank you. My skin is already fucked up. I don't, well, you know, I can lose some weight. Okay, all right. I'm not going to do meth. Don't worry. All right. So when they ask him, what the fuck, bro? Why do you have meth in your fucking belly button? And why didn't you tell us when we asked you before we brought you here? He's like, oh, yeah. So I was just being dumb and I wasn't thinking. Yeah, no, you weren't. I should also mention that he is not new to the system. He has a hefty rap sheet. He did 3 years in state prison for trafficking cocaine. He's been arrested for drunk driving, violating probation, possession of drug paraphernalia, theft, and of course, possession of narcotics. So he's been dumb for quite some time. This this guy is a freaking winner. So he got, of course, 2 additional felony charges for bringing the contraband into the jail. So good news is he can get out if he pays a $9,150 bond. Good for him. Good for him. I wonder what I can hide inside my belly button. Let's see here. Oh, here's a nickel. Let's see. Lift up the shirt. Okay. I can get it in there, but I can't hide it. I can clearly see it. I mean, I guess a nickel is big as shit. I don't feel like looking for more. All right, guys. Yep. What's poppin', y'all? So check it. I'm gonna do these next 2 stories a cappella. You know what I'm saying? All right. So so we got hidden marijuana inside fake pregnant belly. That's lovely. So we have more hidden drugs. Yay. This is a topic that is discussed often here on this podcast, proud to say. We had a dude once on an earlier podcast who actually tried to smuggle drugs into Colombia by stashing cocaine under his toupee. Yep, that's what he did. That's exactly what happened. We have another woman who hit some drugs under, you know, kind of up her lady bits, you know, in her vaginal sectum area section. I don't know what word, whatever. Vaginal vagina in her vagina. I feel like other people do stupid shit just to be featured in my podcast, honestly. Apologize for the background. Cops were looking for whoever the sirens are for earlier, I'm supposing. I don't know. Have to take a look, listen to my my police scanner. I actually do have a police scanner app, by the way. It's so awesome. I think it's called like 5-0 or something like that. Check that out. It's fun. You can listen to police scanners from all over the world, all over the country. You can choose. Pretty fun. I was in Detroit last weekend. A lot of shit went down, obviously. Yeah, moving on. getting back on to the story about this people hiding drugs in places. Okay, so we have another dumbass that is added to the list of dumbasses. We have a, quote, pregnant woman, super hard air quotes on that, a pregnant Argentine woman who was on a bus traveling with her boo thing, or some dude with her. Maybe they were pretending to be a couple, I don't know, but they were just traveling between two Argentine provinces, and when their bus was actually reached, it reached a police checkpoint, and the cops see this pregnant woman, hella air quotes. You can't see me, so I have to be like, pregnant, so you understand that there are quotes there. I'm gonna start doing that. That's a professionally silly thing. but I have no idea how the cops figured out about this woman not being pregnant. I don't know how they figured that out, but she was wearing a homemade baby bump that had about 9 pounds of weed inside of it. Get this, okay? This is legit my favorite part, okay? Argentina's prime minister said the narco pregnancy has been aborted by the police. Like, I don't think his English accent was that fire, but I don't know how to do an Argentinian accent. I could barely do the British. You heard it earlier. But but yeah, that was a clever choice of words, sir. One more time. The narco pregnancy has been aborted by the police. I love it. that just sounds like some Florida shit, doesn't it? Damn, I just expect better things from other countries. I expect y'all to have y'all shit together. You know what I'm saying? Come on. That sounds like some Florida shit. Next story up, we got... we got a cheater pulled over by the cops. Okay, so I've got one more dumbass for you guys. Yay. And guess what? We get to end today's podcast with a Florida story. Oh my gosh, TV and Tiffany, or James the Fam, if any of you happen to listen to this podcast. Well, actually, Tiffany, you're in Virginia, so you're good. It's not my fault. You guys live there. You guys know shit goes down in Florida. Leave me alone. Okay, all right, so we've got John Pickard, age 52, was pulled over for speeding, and you won't believe what excuse that he gave the police. And you'll get to hear it right here after these messages. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so John was driving a 2015 Honda, and homeboy was doing 90 in a 55 mile per hour zone. So, yeah, I'd say he had been speeding, you know, quite a bit. But this went down in Tarpon Springs, Florida. I don't know if I said the right. T-A-R-P-O-N. Wherever that is. When I hear Florida, I think, you know, Miami, Daytona, Disney World. Tarpon Springs doesn't really register to me. So, I don't know. But, you know. But it does now, and here's why. So John tells police that he was speeding home because he was trying to get home fast because he was cheating on his wife. Yep. Yep, that was his reason. Uh-huh. So clearly, they got his ass for reckless driving, and they also got him on a possession charge because Buddy has some crack cocaine in his shirt pocket. Like we all do. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I do not leave home without my crack cocaine. you know, and like Bliss Text. Like, I really like that shit. Mm, yeah, I'm just kidding. Not about the Bliss Text. I bring that all the time. But he told cops that he just spontaneously bought it for $50. And he was actually released, which is bullshit. I'm just going to buy some crack cocaine for the first time, $50. I don't really know how much crack cocaine is worth, but I feel like $50. I feel like the amount he probably had on him wasn't really worth $50. So maybe he did spontaneously be like, I'm just going to go ahead and buy some crack cocaine. But I don't really know how much. Somebody call in. Tell me how much crack cocaine is. I'm not going to Google it simply because there's a certain list that I don't want to be on. All right. Well, anyways, he was released from county jail after he posted a $2,250 bond. And his wife is just the luckiest lady on earth. Like, he just the luckiest lady. So lucky. She must be so proud. Anyways, guys, I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed this silly-ass podcast episode that we have on here today. You know what I'm saying? Because people be hiding drugs and stuff. Like, if there is anything that you take from this podcast episode, it's eat what the fuck you want. Don't hide drugs inside of your body. And Florida is never boring. Professionally silly life rules, y'all. Okay. Also, I don't dislike vegans. All right. I dislike assholes in general. A few of them just happen to be vegans. I say eat what you want, live how you want, fuck who you want, do what makes you happy within reason. Listeners, please do me a favor and share the Professionally Silly podcast with a friend. And if you own an Apple device, please go to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. I feel like I've earned 5 stars, but I'm a little bit biased, right? And there's my British accent. Suck it. Anyway, good news is, guys, that reviewing my podcast on iTunes is absolutely free. You know, it's free to review. Plus, this is a great way to help my podcast reach new listeners. Pretty please. So help this podcast grow and rate it 5 stars on iTunes. Speaking of reviews, I actually have a couple that I want to share from iTunes. I don't want to brag or anything, but I have like 6 reviews. So clearly I'm on the way to the top 10 comedy podcast list. Okay, maybe not just yet, but that would be hella cool though, and definitely a goal of mine. You know, that'd be awesome. You know, that'd be great. Maybe I can like get it like on one of those best upcoming podcast lists or something like that. I don't know if that's a thing, but if it is, sign me up. Anyway, shout out to Jackie Toro 13 for her review on iTunes. She said, Amber is as real as it gets with an exclamation point. Funny and awesome with another exclamation point. I honestly can say, I cannot say that I disagree. She is completely right. Once again, a little biased I am, but you know, whatever. Dad Do 12345 says, just plain amazing. I mean, like, he ain't wrong. You know, I have a few others, but I'm hoarding them for other podcast episodes. I wasn't kidding when I said I only have 6 written reviews. So I'm small time currently, you know what I'm saying? So if anyone knows Beyonce, tell her to give her a call, ask her to give me a shout out. That'd be fire. Oh my God, could you fucking imagine? That'd be great. I also I got a text message on my Google Voice number that I'm forever giving to you guys that no one uses except for like scammers and spammers, you know. I haven't read it yet, so let's see here. Let me pull it up and take a look at what it says. Okay, it says, Amber, please do a video about fires and if the power outages in your area, so we know that you are safe. Okay, so this person is talking about videos. So chances are they're talking about my YouTube channel. So I do have a YouTube channel that is called also Professionally Silly, so check that out. But this person goes on to say, on another subject, if you are still seeing that man who was stalking you, then do not go anywhere by yourself, and definitely at night. He could follow you, and especially if the outages is dark in your area. Make sure you have food, water supplies, and a way to protect yourself when the looting starts, and it will. Oh shit. I love your channel and the way that you have fun with it. Please make sure your friends know all of this. Jade, Ari, and the rest. Take care. Gun, Rebecca. That's exactly what it says. I did a whole video about how I had a stalker on my YouTube channel, and I believe I discussed it here in my podcast as well, because we talked about crazy stalker stories, and I ended up sharing my own story as well as others, and that's the reference that she's talking about. But I'm okay. I have not seen him in a while, thank goodness, so haven't had any issues. And I actually did make a YouTube video about the fires. It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, so that video is actually up. Once again, my channel is called Professionally Silly. As for the take care gun, that's what it says. It says take care gun, comma, Rebecca. I don't know if that is a typo or she's telling me I should get a gun, but you know, okay. So you guys check out my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. Make sure you subscribe. I post a video every Sunday. And sometimes a few bonus videos in between, so you know, a girl be creating content visually too, okay? Also, make sure you guys check out the links below in the show notes of this podcast. Lots of awesome bonus information for you guys there, like my social media information. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all kinds of stuff. Oh, and by the way, I love reading your tweets, so tweet a sister, you know what I'm saying? Please, pretty please. So make sure, you know, follow me, subscribe me, fam me, whatever you want to call it. Let's just laugh together, okay? Also, don't forget to check out the I Said Goddamn podcast, available anywhere my podcast is, which is everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, and more. Also, the I Said Goddamn podcast DM'd me the most awesome message. And I just had to fucking share, because I love them and it's dope as balls that they enjoyed my podcast. They like my podcast as well. And they got my head all big and shit. Ego is just huge as fuck. So they said, and I quote, "I listened to your latest podcast episode. You have such awesome energy and do such a wonderful job keeping the topic rolling, even on previous episodes where it's just you. I don't know how you do it. Great fucking work." There were so many exclamation points in that comment. You guys don't even know. You don't even know. They also mentioned something along the lines of, like, you're the most beautiful and hilarious person that they've ever DM'd, and I don't know, something along those lines. Okay, I made the last part up, but it doesn't mean they weren't thinking it. But yes, thank you guys so much for reviewing me and my podcast and showing, you know, some support. I appreciate you, because you didn't have to tell me that. You didn't have to take time to let me know that, and it's appreciated, you know. And so for all of you out there listening to this right now, if there is a podcast or a content creator on YouTube or a musician or an artist or whatever that you like, and you're able to review or comment or like or subscribe or follow or whatever, do that. Show your support, because those things are free. Just boop, boop, press a button. You know what I'm saying? Type in a couple of words. Like, hey, I think you're awesome. It goes a long way, because it inspires us to continue to make these things for you. Because when you think about it, we're making it for you for free. It doesn't cost you anything. All you got to do is be like, yeah, this is great. And just let us know. That's all we ask. We ain't asking too much, is we? We ain't asking too much, is we? No. But it means a lot to me when you guys reach out, whether it's via Twitter or an iTunes review or Google Voice or what have you. It inspires me to keep going. And that's it lets me know that you guys are not only listening, but you're enjoying what you're listening to. And that, it means a lot to me. Oh God, you guys kick ass. I love all of you. I love all of you so much. So I went to my Anchor dashboard and I see that I have listeners in way more places than I thought. And I have to tell you guys, I was super excited. So I have listeners in France, the UK. So that means they heard my shitty accent. Spain, Germany, Japan, and even Sweden at the moment. So that's so freaking awesome. And with your help, who knows? Maybe one day I'll make one of those lists, you know? So pretty please review and leave a list of 5 stars because I'm trying to reach Africa. And India too. Okay. And apparently, as recording this episode, I've earned 10,719 total plays of all my podcast episodes, which isn't bad. I think we're almost at 100 episodes. I have to double check and count it. I don't know. But not bad. Last year, I couldn't get past 3,000. So I want to shout out every single one of you for supporting Professionally Silly, whether it's here on my podcast or it's on my YouTube channel. You guys are awesome. And if you don't have iTunes, no worries, friend. This podcast is available on Spotify, which is free. I got Spotify too, so I don't pay for that shit. Google Podcast, Stitcher, and a few other platforms that I mentioned before. Because your girl, you know, I get around, okay? but also, another news, if you are digging the Professionally Silly podcast and the brand, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations, which is extremely helpful, and making the Professionally Silly podcast and the Professionally Silly brand even better, you know, and help move the silly forward. You feel me? You can make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month, which is awesome. Which is dope. $4.99 or even $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you don't have the Anchor app or you got some commitment issues, no worry. There's always PayPal. So PayPal me. My PayPal is in the episode notes below and inside every last one of my YouTube videos in the description box. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Let's keep the silly going. Once again, guys, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, recorded here on Anchor FM, right? That was super sexy. Okay. This is where I take my silliness seriously, okay? So feel free to call in about any episode here on Professionally Silly that you've heard, 805-664-1828, or you can text that number as well, 805-664-1828. If you don't have the Anchor app, you can call that number as well. But if you have the Anchor app, you can actually call me within the Anchor app, which is awesome. So if you guys have the Anchor app and you want to do a collab podcast together, we can do that through the Anchor app. So if I'm saying, do it. Download Anchor. Let's have some fun together. And don't forget that you can tweet me on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. Everything is spelled correctly except the true is spelled without the E. Or you can email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. Tell me which episode that you listened to and share your opinion, whatever it may be. And hear your voice on the air if you call. Your voice is guaranteed to be put on if you shoot me a phone call. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, okay? Because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And as I said before, one of them is in the White House, okay? If I ever met Trump, I think I would just wipe him down with just toilet paper because he's a piece of shit.
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGD Podcast or visit our website, isgdpodcast.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No